God bless you. Welcome to new live streaming. Today we're gonna be talking about falling under temptation. We're gonna be reading the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 9 to 13. I brought this chapter today because we have been, everybody is a human. We have been tempted, like with different kind of things. You know, it's temptation is kind of like when something called your attention, something like to do something that is not good, something that is wrong. But it's not only about like something wrong. You know, we can say like, let's give you a sample. Let's say like you are in diet. You're taking a diet, a street diet, you want to lose like a few pounds. A couple of pounds, you want to lose like, you know, a few sizes of your clothes. And you say like, I'm going to be for like a 1 month, I'm going to be like, I will stop like eating like a meat, eating like these kind of things. I start like drinking soda. I want to stop then for like this month. And at one time you go to a restaurant with your family and then you see like everybody's drinking soda and you are the only one who's not drinking soda. Or everybody's like eating meat, like, you know, you go to a potato chip or something like that, a fried stuff, chicken fry, and you are with next with your salad, with chicken salad, things like that, and you see everybody, then you are tempted to eat something, to drink something, and that's nothing bad with it, but at the same time, you feel like a tempted, and at the moment, you're like, you know what, for today, I want to stop my diet, and start like eating these kind of things. And like I said, temptation of different kinds. Well, but we go to the Bible, the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 9 to 13 says, "Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, where are you? So he said, I heard your voice in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked and I hide myself. 11 says, like, and he said, who told you that you were naked? Have you been eaten from the tree of which I have commanded you that should not eat? Then the man said, the woman who you gave to me to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate. And the Lord God said to the woman, why is this you have done? The woman said, the serpent received deceiving me and I ate. So we got to try to split this out a little bit. And we got to see these kind of things. So the Bible said like the man was tempted. The man was tempted to do something wrong, something that he's not was supposed to do. And when the man was planted in the garden, so it was a commandment. They can't eat everything. They can't anything that was in the garden except for one fruit. They couldn't eat for like a specific fruit, a specific tree on the garden. That was like the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of the good and the bad. But the Bible says like God one day, you know, start walking by the garden, start like and start like looking for the man. And what he says like, I heard you boys in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked and I hide myself. And the first thing like Adam says like, you know what? I heard you boys. And after I heard you boys, like, I hide myself because I was naked. And the first thing, like, the God says to him, said, like, who told you that you were naked? And then he assumed that he had been, like, eating of the fruit that he had been commanded to him to don't eat. But what we take attention to this chart is that's, like, after that he said, like, the woman who you gave to be with me, she gave me the tree and I ate. And we see the situation. We see like the man saying like, you know what? You made a mistake. You made a mistake. You give me the woman. You give me this lady. You give me like this, you know, this woman you have been giving to me to weep with me. She was the one who gave me from that tree to eat. And he gave all her the fall to the lady. But we see something else on this chart. The verse 13 says, and the Lord God said to the woman, why is this you have done? And the woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. So something we need, what we do as a human, that we give, you know, I don't know how to say it in English. We do something wrong. And we know that's wrong. We know the beginning, like we have done something we are not supposed to do. And the first thing we do is like we blame other people about what have we been done. In this case, we see the man like a blame, you know, he blamed the lady that she was the one who gave from the tree to him. And after like the man blamed the girl, you know, the woman stopped blaming the serpent. So the serpent gave it, you know, she deceived me and I ate. So something we need to be honest. It's like when we do something wrong, we need to be honest that we did something wrong. And we are human, you know, we are weak. We do a lot of mistakes. We fell on temptation. We are tempted all the time to do bad things. And I give an example, like when somebody's on a diet, somebody like cannot eat the specific things. And let's go, you know, more deeper with that. It's like when you know, like you are sick, you know, like you cannot eat too much salt, or you cannot eat too much sugar. And you know, like if you eat like a small, you know, portion in a higher level of the way you are supposed to eat, and then that's gonna become something bad for your body. That's the same way with the sugar. You are diabetic, you cannot eat sugar, but you eat more than you're supposed to eat, at the end it's gonna be effect of the decision you have been made of eat more sugar or eat more salt than you're supposed to do. And that's the same way like us, we are Christians. You know, the Bible says a lot of things like we cannot do, because if we do all those things, like we gonna get in trouble. And but at the same time, like the evil asking us or telling us to do it, because like you know what, nothing's gonna happen, nothing bad's gonna happen, because you know, God's trying to make you live like a slave, like you can do anything you want, you're free. That's your life. And that's what happened in this chapter. We see the serpent like tempting like the lady. The lady said, like, you know what? Why you don't eat of that tree? And the lady said to him, like, I'm not supposed to eat from that tree. You know what? We know why you cannot eat from that tree, because God doesn't want you to be like him. Because you eat from the fruit, you eat from like a from that tree, then you're gonna know now. Be mature, you're gonna be have the knowledge of the good and the bad, you're gonna become like a God. And the Bible says, we go back a little bit on this chapter, the chapter 3, we see like how the serpent tempted the lady. The lady said, like, the serpent showed the fruit to the lady, and the fruit was like, was good, was really good to eat. And but what he made like, to take the decision. That's like the temptation of have the knowledge. And him like to have the knowledge was tempted the lady. That's what the lady ate. And she was like the one who made to eat the man. But the problem goes more deeper than that. You know, we can be like, oh no, who's the fault is? That's the lady fault. That's Adam's fault. That's the serpent fault. And who's the fault is? That's not the point of this. The main point of this chapter, of this reflection, is like we need to understand. We need to understand what's really good and what's bad for our life. What kind of decisions, what kind of things that come into us to be tempted. Because we all are tempted to do bad things. To lie, to get a benefit. To lie to the people to get some benefit. To lie to the people to have the some support, you know, and sometimes even like to say something to somebody that is not true, just because somebody doesn't like us. And we all are tentated. But we need to be very, very careful when, but for who we listen to. Because the lady, Eve, she listened to the serpent. And Adam, he listened to the lady. But at the end, it was a result. What the result was, because both, they were like a kickoff of the garden. So we need to be careful who we listen to. Because not all the people who's next to us is going to let us, you know, the good things. Some people around us going to let us, you know, going to tell us to do like a bad things. And going to try to say like, you know what, just do it. There's nothing bad with it. You are, you know, you won't lose anything. But we need to be careful about what to do. So this is the reflection for today. And I have been blessed to you. And ask to share this video, and that's the case. And see you next Tuesday at 10 p.m. with a new live streaming. So have a wonderful night. God bless you, and see you next time.